I felt like going back. Let's go back to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, starting verse number 20. Amen. Sometimes when you don't get done, you got to start back where you stopped, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
So let's get back on this. Man, it's some good scriptures here. Wonderful scriptures. Ephesians chapter number 3, starting at verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad that God allows us to use his power?
Yeah.
Amen. And I would like to say this before I get started in this, but you know what? We got to have the power of God in a church. We have to have the power of God in our families. We have to have the power of God in our everyday life. That's why Pentecostal folks, and I come across a statistic the other day that said the Pentecostal church is the fastest growing church amongst the Protestant faith. Amen. And they said, why? Because so many people is tired of a dead, dry religion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
I don't know about you, but I'd way rather have something I could feel.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I know there's folks that say it ain't all in a feeling and it ain't all in a shout, and I agree with that. But most of the people that say things such as that is people that never shout. Amen. That's right. People that never really have an excitement to get in. But let me tell you something. When you really need God to help you and God to move, there's nothing like a shout.
Right. Right.
Ooh,
right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
When you got a heavy load on you and you're bearing just up against the grind of everyday life, I don't know much else that can relieve a load like a good shout.
Right. All right.
Hallelujah.
Brings down the wall.
Amen. So, I would like to let you know today, it's going to take the power of God to help us in our everyday life.
Yeah.
I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't you?
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of disagreements in a lot of areas on things like this, but I believe when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you will speak in tongues. I believe that.
Amen.
But right here's where some people get a little bit mixed up. They think that's the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to speak in tongues. That is part of it. But the purpose of the Holy Ghost is to endue us with power from on high. When you get the Holy Ghost, he'll give you God's, heaven's power. Amen. Did you read that verse that I read to you right here tonight? The latter part of that verse. Amen. According to the power that worketh in us. God wants to give us his power. Amen.
Right.
To work in us and work amongst the church. And when we get in trouble is when we start using that power to glorify us.
Yeah.
Come on now.
God wants the glory, don't he?
Yeah.
God wants all the glory. Hallelujah.
Right.
Don't ever get to the place, amen, where you want to take some glory. And you get lifted up in self, because you better watch out. God will pull the rug out from under you. Hey, this ain't my message right here. I got to get to my message. Praise God. But let me tell you something. I'm going to preach just a little while here again today. God is able. Amen. He's able, ain't he, church?
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah.
God is able.
What is he able to do? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God, I'd like to tell you here today, he is able to do anything we believe him that he can do.
Right.
Hallelujah. I won't preach to you what I preached the other night, but I preached a few testimonies in my life. God was able to heal me when I was sick, when I was young and had a bad disease. Amen. God was able to heal me. God was able to save my dad when he was lost. Amen.
Yeah.
And when we was praying about his church, starting a church, God was able to open up the avenue. Amen. Give us a church. Praise God. Just worked everything out smooth. Let me tell you something. When God gets in the arrangements, God can do anything. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Praise God. God did above all that Paul could even ask or think. Amen. That's right. God is able to do above all that we can even ask or think.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means whatever I can imagine in my mind, some things we only dream about. God, could you do that? Let me tell you something. God can do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. He can take what we ask and he can enlarge it. Praise God. Amen. When I was praying as a young man, and I was praying about God to maybe work out my future, and every young person does that. God, who are you going to give me for a companion? What's life behold for me? I was telling Michelle a little bit, either yesterday or today, I get my days mixed up. Amen. I moved out of the house when I was 18 years old. Never planned it like this. And never knew I was going to move off to go to college and live on my own. I came from small town America. Amen. And on graduation night, high school graduated, I think it was June the 2nd of 2000. Amen. I graduated high school on that night, got a full ride scholarship to Marshall. And until June the 2nd, Brother Daniel, I had no plans to move to Huntington. But in August, less than two months later, I moved to Huntington. My whole life changed. But let me tell you something. If you'll make God the main control of your life, he'll work it out.
Amen.
Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. And God can magnify. God can do something greater than you could ever thought he could do. Amen. If I'd have told you June the 2nd of 2000 that in time God was going to give me a lifelong companion, and we're coming up close to 23 years. I know she don't even look that old. Praise God. Amen. That's what I get all the time. We was at the mall the other day, and Raylan got mad. The girls got mad, and Michelle was happy. They want to know if she was their sister. Amen. Praise God. So Michelle doesn't even look 23 years old. But I could have never told you that God was going to give me a lifelong companion. I could have never told you back then that God was going to give me 5 of the most beautiful kids. I could have never told you back then, Brother Tommy, that God was going to call me to pastor a church. Amen. And preach. I don't know how many states I preached in. I don't know how many miles. If you'd have told me all the way back then that God was going to do it, I'd have said, no, he can magnify what you even think he can do. Amen. Let me tell you something. A lot of problems. A lot of times we put a damper on what God can and what God is able to do. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to open our minds up today and tell somebody God is able. Hallelujah. Amen. God is able. Amen. To do exceedingly abundantly above that which we can even ask or think. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? God did above all that Paul could ask or think for Ephesus. Amen. Though his prayers were not answered the way that he expected. Listen to this. God wanted to, Paul rather, wanted to evangelize. He wanted to go down into Asia. Amen. And Ephesus, praise God, during his second missionary journey. We find this in the book of Acts, chapter number 16. Amen. But God kept saying no. He would not allow Paul to get down into Asia Minor. Hallelujah. And it said that when they had gone through Pergia and to the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passing by Mysia came down to Troas, and a vision appeared unto Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over unto Macedonia and help us. Praise God. Although God knew that Paul desired to go into Asia and preach the gospel, God led Paul to Europe. Amen. And where he planted church after church. Amen. Where he changed the history of the world. And only after a long stint in Europe did God ever lead Paul back to Ephesus. Hallelujah. Then during his third missionary journey, God enabled Paul to plant a great flourishing church down in Ephesus. Hallelujah. God did not veto Paul's thought. God only improved upon Paul's thought. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Amen. God knows what's best for your life. Hallelujah. I'd like to tell you, Paul said, God, I want to go to Asia and I want to go right now. Amen. I want to go. He had a burden to go down into Asia and preach the gospel. But God, suffered him by the Holy Ghost and said, no, not right now. Amen. But even though Paul had a desire to do that, amen, he took him down into Europe, and church after church got started, and there was a time in Paul's life that God allowed him to go down into there, but it wasn't right then. Amen. Paul, I'd like to ask you, is God able to help you? I believe Paul said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Amen. I thought in my mind I had an idea what I wanted to do, but God had greater ideas. Hallelujah. Is anybody in this house say God's got a better idea? Amen. God's got a better idea than what I have. Sometimes we pray for things, and let me tell you something. There's about three ways God answers prayer.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes. Amen. No.
Wait.
Or wait.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We like the yeses.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We like the yeses. We don't like the noes. And we sure don't like the waits.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Am I preaching anybody here today?
Come on, yeah, come on.
Right. Hallelujah. I said we like the yeses.
Right.
And we don't like the noes, and we sure don't like the wait a whiles. But I read where Ruth Graham, anybody remember Ruth Graham, the wife of Billy Graham? Yeah. Ruth Graham said she sure thanks God that he doesn't answer every prayer, because she was serious with some fella and about to get married to him. And she prayed for God to, amen, let that work out. But some way or another, it fell through, and she didn't marry the guy that she planned on marrying, but she ended up marrying Billy Graham. Hallelujah. And Ruth Graham said, I thank God that God didn't answer my prayers, or I'd have married the wrong guy. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Just because God says yes, just because God says no, just because God says wait a while, doesn't mean that he's not moving on your behalf. Hallelujah.
That's right.
God is able. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that he's able here tonight? Amen. I said, aren't you glad that he can improve upon your plans? He overrules them, and he gives them a magnificence worthy, amen, of himself. God wants to magnify, and God wants to change plans so that he can get the glory. Amen.
That's right. Yes.
For example, Paul wanted to go to Rome.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this into three, but it's looking that way. Praise God. Paul wanted to go to Rome, Brother George.
Yeah.
He wrote to the saints there about his desires to visit them. Amen. Give me real quick, Brother Tom, Romans 1 and 10. Start at 10, and I'll need to go through 13. I want you to listen to this. This really helps me get my point across here. He wrote down there to that church in Rome, and his burden and his desire was to be down there with them.
All right.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Tom, when you get it.
1 and 10?
1 and 10. Go through 13. Listen to this.
All right. Make a request if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God.
Listen to this. I want you to listen to the words of Paul. Paul said, amen, my request is by any means. He really had a desire to get there. He really had a desire to go to Rome, amen, and be there with the Roman church.
Yeah. He said, prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles.
Yes.
Paul said, my desire was to be there, but I've always been led hitherto another direction. God has never allowed me to be there like I really wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Amen. So because he was going to do abundantly above everything that Paul could even think or even ask of God, by hindering Paul, listen to this, God caused him to write what we now know as the book of Romans.
Yeah.
Paul could not be there physically. Paul could not be there in body, so he started writing them letters. Amen. Right. God had a perfect plan. And because Paul could not be in Rome in body, he wrote them letter after letter, which is now called the Book of Romans, which is a doctrinal masterpiece that you can base and plan a church on today. Let me tell you something, God had bigger plans, Paul. Paul, you wanted to be in Rome, but you wrote letters, and God ordained it. And God, amen, backed what you wrote, and now it's in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The church would have been through the centuries if Paul had simply gone to Rome and never written them letters. But that was not all that God did. Listen to this. Amen. In the end, he sent Paul to Rome. Amen. How did Paul go to Rome? He went in chains. How could that be viewed as doing abundantly above what you can even ask or think? Amen. Paul never asked to go to Rome as a prisoner, amen, accused of high treason and facing the possibility of death. But out of that imprisonment came the epistles, listen to this, of Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians and Philemon, not to mention Paul's bold witness that reached into the palace of Caesar's household. Hey, I come to tell us God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. He finally went to Rome, but he went as a slave. Amen. As a prisoner. He went as one chained and bound and locked up. But because of that, we get the many books of the New Testament. Let me tell you something. I feel like telling us here today, just because you can't see black and white how God's doing it, doesn't mean he's not doing it. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're about to get in the altar right here in just a moment. I said, I feel God. Amen. I really do. I feel heaven breathing down my neck right now to tell somebody, you don't have to see it for it to be happening. You don't have to feel it necessarily for it to be happening. Paul wanted to preach in Rome, but he couldn't. So he wrote letters. Amen. Amen. But when he finally got there, they locked him up on home confinement. We get Ephesians. Amen. We get Philemon. We get Philippians. We get the New Testament, basically. Why? Because God said, I'm going to do exceedingly abundantly above. Paul, you wanted to preach in Rome, but I'm going to cause your words to be preached around the world. You wanted to help Ephesians. You wanted to help the church in Philippi. You wanted to help the church, them down in Philemon. But I got better plans. I'm going to give 13 books of the New Testament. I said, God has a higher plan. I said, God has a higher calling. I said, God wants to move in spite of ourselves.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hand and ask God to move here. Lord, feel the Holy Ghost here today. God, I feel your spirit in this house. Have your way here today. Have your way here today. Amen.
Have your way
here today.
Have your way, God.
Oh, God. Amen. I'm trying to feel for the Lord. I got way more. Amen. But I feel like telling somebody right here. Brother Tom wrote read to you. He said, I really would. I wanted to be there.
Yeah.
I endeavored. I tried. But in every way, hitherto I got led somewhere else.
Yep.
Amen. I wanted to go down into Ephesus. Amen. And down into Asia Minor. But God led me to Europe. God had another plan.
Yeah.
Amen. What I'm trying to tell you is, what you want is not always what God wants. Amen. Your timing is not always God's timing. But what I want to tell you is, just have faith and trust God. And God's time always comes back around. Amen. There came a time he went to Ephesus. There came a time he went down into, amen, down into where his heart and his burden was. But it wasn't the right time. It's vital to be led by the Spirit of God. It's vital to have your heart walking in the spirit, that you may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's vital that you have a prayer life. It's vital that we live a sanctified life. Church, I would to God that we would love God more than anything in the world. Church, I would to God that when we gathered in his house, we gathered like David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know a more sacred place. I don't know a better place than to go, Brother Dan. Amen. Somebody said, I'd rather be in church than the finest hospital. Anybody would. I tell you where I'd rather be. Amen. I've talked about a bass boat for years, and as far as I know, I'm getting ready to get one. Amen. Oh, but you know what? I'd rather be in the house of God than the best bass lake. I said, I'd rather be in the house of God than the brightest place upon planet Earth. I said, this is the best place. I said, this is the greatest place in all the world today.
Praise God.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Jesus.
Feel the Lord here.
Bless him.
I'm a little quieter than usual. I'm trying to let this soak in.
Thank you, Lord.
He's able.
Amen.
But we got to be willing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, Paul could have got, you know, here's the thing right here. When we don't always get our way, you know what we do? We puff up and get mad.
Out tomorrow.
Well, because God wouldn't let me do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna throw in the towel, Brother Josh. I don't have to do this.
Come on.
I don't have to go down into Europe. My burden was to go to Asia, and it got blocked everywhere. So I'm gonna quit. Amen.
Come on.
Not Paul.
Well, yeah.
Not Paul.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, you know my burden. Amen. But right here's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go. I told you that story about Brother Rich. That's always stood clear in my heart. Amen. That fellow that filled out a page. Lord, I want to go here and I want to do this. And he had the page all filled out. And he signed it at the bottom and said, God, bless my life to do these things. And the Lord spoke to him and said, rip that paper up and throw it away.
All right.
He said, you leave the top of it blank and sign the bottom of it. Amen. Sign the bottom of it. You let me fill out where you need to go. You let me fill out what you need to do. Amen. You young people, listen to me here. You got a life ahead of you.
Yeah.
Let God fill it out. Let God work out the keys. Let God tell you what's ahead. Amen. Quit trying to work it out. It'll drive you crazy. Quit trying to figure it out. It'll keep you up in the middle of the night. Just leave the page blank. Sign the bottom and say, God, enlist me. I'm in. If you want me to preach, I'll preach. If you want me to sing, I'll sing. But whatever I do, I'm going to do it faithful as unto the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stand with me.
Hallelujah.
I said I'm going to do it faithful.
Faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Short and sweet here today.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there anybody faithful in this house?
Yes,
God.
Is there anybody faithful in this house?
Oh, Jesus.
Is there anybody that says, God, I want to be faithful.
Yes.
Is there anybody in this house? Let's take it, church. Amen. I've told you this for 14 years. If this church is going to be a strong church, we've got to have faithful backers of the church.
Right.
You got to have people that you could count on and say, that's my church.
Yes.
And I'm a part of that church.
Amen.
Amen. That's my church. And, I'm standing with my church and for my church and behind my church. That's my pastor. I'm with my pastor, behind my pastor, for my. Amen. And when we get a mind frame like that, we can build a church.
Amen.
Woo!
Exactly right.
You got to be faithful.
Yeah. Yes. Come on.
Amen.
When Walmart hires people in Lowe's and any other store in this area, Amazon, when they hire somebody, Brother Dan, they hire them to be there.
Right.
Woo!
Right.
Be faithful, praise God. Amen. And that's what I'm telling somebody today. Amen. Is God able? If we'll give him our lives and be faithful, God is able to move in your life. God is able to establish your life. God is able, amen, to take it and mold it and use it. But you got to be faithful.
Right. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus.
Bow your head with me, Lord. Lord, I preached what I felt like was on my heart here. Paul wanted to go to Rome, but you wanted him to write to Rome. Paul wanted to go to Asia Minor, but you wanted him to go to Europe. Maybe there's some in here right now. They've got plans and they've got things thought up and they've got things figured out. Well, that's on my heart. God, I feel like you want them to sign that paper and say, God, here's what I think and here's what I have thought and here's what I wanted. But Lord, what do you want?
Yes.
How do you want to do it, God?
Yes.
Right here today. Hallelujah. Does anybody want to bring that to the Lord here? We ought to fill these altars up. If this altar fills up, we ought to fill these front seats up. And we ought to bring our petitions before the Lord and say, God, he said, look, keep that microphone away from that speaker, lady. Amen. Say, Lord, amen, God, I want to be faithful.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
These altars will be filling up. These altars will be filling up. Can God do anything with your life? God is able. We'll ask him. God is able. If we'll do it. Praise God. Praise God. He's able to do it. He's faithful. God's faithful. Come on, church.
You're still God. You're still God.
Go ahead, sing, girl.
The word is not
glory to God.
You've not changed.
The Lord is still God.
You're still the same God.
Would you use me, Lord? Here I am, God. Would you use me?